And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. Ladies, this is positively your last chance this week to accept Belle and Lorenzo's amazing offer to all users of Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. An offer repeated by popular demand to take the best love picture or snapshot you own and make you an adorable photographic miniature portrait head actually colored by hand, protected by a glistening, transparent, non-breakable coating so it will last indefinitely. Your miniature will come complete in an exquisite gold wash finish forget-me-not locket with an 18-inch chain with safety clasp, really an heirloom if there ever was one. Surely, there's not one woman listening with a spark of romance or sentiment but has several snapshots or pictures she'd just love to have copied in full-color miniatures to keep and cherish always. So send that picture of your baby, son, daughter, father, mother, perhaps some loved one who has passed on. All pictures will be returned to you in original condition. And for each miniature you want, complete in a forget-me-not locket, all you send is just 15 cents with an empty, regular-sized Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste carton to this program. Lorenzo Jones, care of National Broadcasting Company, New York City. But time is short. Send today, sure. For each miniature colored by hand, send one Philips toothpaste carton, your name, address, and 15 cents to Lorenzo Jones, care of National Broadcasting Company, New York City. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo has gone to Hollywood to sell his autobiography, Lorenzo Jones the Man, to the movies, and has peppered Belle with telegrams telling her that the sale is almost completed and that she's to pack and come to Hollywood at once. Belle has finally agreed, and now Irma and Jim Barker have decided to go with her. Lorenzo has wired that there are great opportunities for the Barkers on the coast. But yesterday, for the first time, no wire came from Lorenzo. Now in the Jones home, we find Belle talking on the telephone to Mrs. Peabody.
Yes, Mrs. Peabody, of course I think it's a risk. Oh, you're perfectly right, Mrs. Peabody, but Lorenzo insists that I come immediately. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Of course, all right. Goodbye. If only Lorenzo weren't... Well, Lorenzo... Come in. Are you ready, Belle? You only have an hour before the train leaves.
Yes, I'm ready.
I've ordered the taxi, and Jim's meeting me here in a few minutes. Well, Belle, is that all the luggage you're taking?
Yes. A suitcase for myself and a suitcase for Lorenzo. If when I get out there, he does sell his book, well, I can send for the rest.
Of course you'll sell it. And according to Lorenzo, the movie companies are simply dying to buy it. They're just waiting for the highest bidder.
Well... Until the contracts are signed, Irma, I say that I...
Oh, Hollywood. Imagine it, Belle. You and Lorenzo, celebrities, hobnobbing with the stars. Jim and me. Jim's talking of opening a chain of garages. What I don't understand is why we ever put up with this little town.
Well, I've been happy here, Irma.
You have?
Yes, why not? Lorenzo and I have had our troubles. We still have this little house, and... He's had his job at Jim's garage, and I've had mine at the beauty parlor. If Lorenzo had only been a little, well, more practical.
Oh, nonsense, Belle. If Lorenzo were practical, he wouldn't be out in Hollywood making $1 million. Jim is practical. Where has it gotten him?
Oh, I don't know, Irma. He's had a good business. He's a substantial citizen respected in the town.
Oh, substantial citizen. Well, thank goodness that's behind me. Jim's selling the garage this afternoon, and the house is sold. I had professional packers, Belle, and it was expensive. I gave most of the furniture away.
Oh, Irma. Irma, wasn't that foolish? Suppose when you get to Hollywood, you don't like it.
Of course I like it. knew I was right when I telegraphed Lorenzo and asked him whether Jim and I should come out.
Well, I wish you'd consulted me, Irma. Lorenzo's always so enthusiastic. He sees opportunities for everything.
Have you heard from him today, Belle?
No, I haven't. And that's why I'm worried.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, since we left on Friday, I've had 20 telegrams for him. 5 a day. And now since yesterday, I haven't heard a word.
But, Belle...
Well, I can't help wondering whether something has happened or hasn't happened. I mean, if he had good news, if there were any more bidders, or he'd actually sold his book, he'd have wired.
Well, I'm not worried. I mean, well, I could hardly change my mind now. After all the money I've spent, and the calls I've paid around town, I said goodbye to everybody.
And I've given up my job at the beauty parlor. That's even more important. That's why I say... That's the doorbell.
I'll answer. Oh, hello, Jim.
Oh, Belle. Well, you're all packed. The bags will be in half an hour.
Did you send her the flowers, Jim?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes. They'll take a little bit of the station.
Orchids, Belle. Naturally, I can't leave without a corsage. Not with the whole town down there to see us off.
What about the garage, Jim?
All attendance to, Belle. I just left my lawyer's. Signed the contract. Mr. Bankett's out of town, but he'll step in and sign later in the day.
Oh, yes.
Didn't get as good a price as I order. You know, when you sell in a hurry. But according to Lorenzo, I'll soon have a chain of garages at the coast, so I can afford to take a loss.
But as I said to Irma...
I paid several other expenses. Mr. Bankett insisted that I have the garage painted before he takes over and the machinery overhauled. I left the men working on it now.
Then you've